Time for Fort Knox update. We've got Colonel CJ King on the phone with us this morning. Have you picked up any kind of skills or hobbies during the pandemic so far?
I wish I could tell you that I have, but no, nothing.
We have several friends in common, you and us, that have started canning. And I just really wanted to know that you had started canning.
That has not happened yet. However, it could in the near future. We'll see what happens.
There's got to be some sort of a class that you can take on post where they teach you how to can.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if there's not something out there. I'll have to ask our MWR folks if they've got something in the background. I'm not tracking, but it would be a good topic to cover if we're not already.
So, if it's not already happening, soon
it will be. Now.
All right, let's talk about the Samuel Adams Brew House is now open.
So very cool. This I think you guys have actually ate there before, if I'm not mistaken, maybe last summer. It's open for business, been closed for a while, open for business, totally unrelated to COVID-19, but they've done a full kitchen renovation in there, and they've expanded it. So a really cool place. It's got full cook-to-order menu items now, and I will tell you, folks that have been there before, they remember the buffet. That's gone, so it's all cook-to-order. Dine-in and carry-out options are available, and it's open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Is closed on Sunday and Monday. If anybody wanted to place an order, they could just call 502-942-0409.
That place is incredible.
Best Reuben sandwich I've ever eaten in my life came from there.
I remember you saying, I think you posted on social media about it. I've got to try that one.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Love that place. Yeah. All right. Also, you have the Mustache Dash 5K coming up.
Yeah, and I'm hoping you two come out for this. I think you'll look great. It starts at Brooks Parade Field, 7:30 p.m. on Friday, August 14th. Folks that want to run in this race, they're encouraged to style any existing mustaches for show, or you can participate in the best fake mustache contest before the race begins. This is the first race we've done under COVID-19 conditions. We had shut them down for a little while, but starting back up. Social distancing will be enforced at the race start, and then a mask will be required while doing pre-registration at the refreshment table. As you go through the route, there will be sanitation stations set up throughout the venue. Cost is $20 per runner for 13 and older, $15 for ages 5 to 12. Children 5 and under are free. Hope folks will come out. All the information is on the MWR website.
Okay, so if we do this, my mask is going to have a mustache. It's going to be a must-mac.
Must-mac. You may have just created something.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, and still doing the 10,000 Steps series.
Yeah, this is actually catching on. We had a pretty good crowd last week, so guided hiking trips on Fort Knox's trail system. It's every Tuesday in August, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's 10,000 steps. It's about 5 miles. People will that want to participate will meet at the Sadowski Center, and then they'll just explore new areas, the installations, hiking network, different trail every week. And if folks want to come, just bring $5 to participate, good shoes, good clothes, and water. And the information for that is also on the MWR website.
All right, Colonel CJ King with Fort Knox, we appreciate your time.
So good to talk to y'all. Take care, okay?
We are Quixie 98.3.